Good morning, everybody. Great to see you on a wonderful Sunday morning. I just want to double check again. Can you hear me? Give me a thumbs up. Awesome. All right. Great response there. You know, yesterday was May Day. Out in the front of our porch, there was a little bouquet. Someone brought us some flowers, and which I've never received flowers on May Day before. I'm pretty sure it was for the girls. I'm pretty sure it wasn't for me. But looking at those flowers gave me an appreciation for all the rain that came a couple months ago to develop those flowers, to make them just shine beautifully as they did yesterday on our front porch. My friends, that's our prayer today at our church service today. We're going to hear about how Jesus, he's the vine, we are the branches, and when we're connected to Jesus, the vine, fruit grows. Sometimes it takes a little while, but it comes abundantly. We pray that you are strengthened today by being attached to Jesus, his body, his blood, and that you can count on the fruit growing abundantly in your lives, that grace, love, peace would flow out from you, and that you would be a vessel to those around you in your home and also in your neighborhood and even in the church family. This is a communion service. So be tuned into that once we have our prayers for the day, we'll give you some instructions to come forward in an orderly way to receive Holy Communion in a package that's sealed in two ways, a seal for the wine, seal for the wafer. You'll take communion, then go out your way and deposit the empty container. There's a place to share an offering, and then you can go your way for the rest of the day. Stay parked where you are and wait for the ushers to guide you on your way forward for Holy Communion. Just one other announcement as well to share with you, and that is that next week, I know it's kind of odd, this worship pattern that we have. Next week, of course, we're back in the sanctuary. At 10 o'clock, we have a Bible study. We've just been having a really good Bible study on how God is with us in every situation in our lives. It's powerful. Come and check it out next Sunday at 10 o'clock in the sanctuary. And then we're back to in-person worship in the sanctuary as we are each of the weeks following in the month of May.